How can I decide what is right to believe and to practice? You know, Jesus met up with people in his earthly ministry that believed he was a blasphemer of God because he claimed to be the Son of God and teach the fulfillment of the prophet's words. What did Jesus tell them to do? In John chapter 5, Jesus said, "Search the scriptures. In them you think you have eternal life, but they are they that testify of me." Jesus said if they went back and researched the scriptures, they would see the fulfillment in his life. He was born in Bethlehem, as Micah said, Micah 5 verse 2. Born of a virgin, as Isaiah would say in Isaiah 7 verse 14. And teach the will of God for mankind to live by, as all the prophets would quote to note. You can learn God's word by way of reinvestigating what you've read. Baptism is for the remission of sins, as you read in Acts 2 at verse 38, and is necessary for our salvation from sin, 1 Peter 3 at verse 21. It does now save us. That's my belief as to what these passages teach. I know there are others that say, "Oh no, that doesn't teach that." And they will give me ideas as to what it may mean, and yet when I get through with their definitions and their context and their word meanings, I find myself going back to obey Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. I find myself enjoying 1 Peter 3 at verse 21, not the putting away the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience before God. Why did Saul of Tarsus arise and be baptized and wash away his sins in Acts 22 at verse 16, if his sins had already been forgiven on the road to Damascus? Yet in the city of Damascus, he's told by the preacher Ananias, "Arise, go be baptized and wash away your sins," Acts 22 at verse 16. Why would he be told such if, in fact, he had already been forgiven by the Lord? Did he not need to obey what the Lord's servant told him to do, what the Lord's will was through the servant's mouth? What about in your life and mine? Do we not need to search the scriptures again? In them you may think you have eternal life, yet they are they that testify of the Lord. Let's follow him.